have a good relationship.
Oh yeah, everyone, it's so united over there. It's unbelievable. Yeah, you can't really express what you've gone through in interacting with your family, your relatives, your closer relatives. And it was a great experience.
I have to admit, got a chance to meet my family that I would never probably met if I would have stayed here all my life.
Even with the war that was going on during that time, the unity of being with your family kind of just, you were able to ignore it going on around you.
Oh yeah. Yeah, the war seemed normal to everyone at that point. So, everyone had that belief that they wanted freedom, because Nicaragua lived under a dictatorship for 55 years. Excuse me, 50 years. And that's the reason why people felt that they needed a change in the country. So it hasn't been very positive ever since that day.
Why do you say that?
Oh, the political turmoil, and it's difficult. Yeah. But we don't want to talk about politics.
No, it's okay. If you think that, it's a big difference or it made a change for the better or worse, you can.
The way I see it is, after surviving the war, because, I still remember bullets flying over my head and I was ducking under my bed.
So you do.
I remember a lot of events. But I just feel that I wouldn't like to share any of that.
Okay. That's fine.
But the only thing that I could recall and remember when I was a kid and surviving the Civil War in Nicaragua was that I got to, I lived and survived the war for a personal or particular reason. And of course, me being Catholic and believing in God and having that faith, I saw it as, as another opportunity to make something happen for our community and for the society that we have. So I saw it as God gave me the opportunity to live to make sure, I make a positive impact in a lot of individuals. That's how I see it.
So your faith is very strong.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
So how is